It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Yes, this is going to be a good show this week, I think.
It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, we have comedian Jordan Dahl coming up on the big show. He's a really funny comedian. He's hilarious.
You guys caught me on a real good night. Just found out that my new book is getting picked up for publishing. Thank you. Thank you. It's called Cooking with Peyote. Yeah. It is one recipe and then 64 pages of hand-drawn pictures of wolves with human faces.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk to him here in just a couple minutes here on the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show here.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
All right, it's Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Of course, you just heard the guy say it. We don't need to say it again. Or do we? Did you not hear him?
Cooking with Peyote?
Yeah. Yeah, that
sounds like a crazy meal.
Yeah, that comedian we just heard, we're actually going to have him on the show here in just a second. He's won a whole bunch of competitions, or maybe just one competition. I can't say a whole bunch, but he's a funny dude.
His mom likes him.
We don't know. We're assuming, Chris.
Yeah, but usually comedians have some tragic story, so maybe his mom doesn't like him.
Oh, well, why don't we stop speculating and we'll just talk to the guy?
All right, that's coming up.
I got a better idea. Let's keep speculating and not talk to him at all.
Ooh.
Even better. Let's cancel everything.
Decisions.
Well, let's see here. We'll actually dial him up right now on the old telephone. Most podcasts
operator
and radio shows don't let you hear the ringing when they're calling a guest, but we're cutting edge. We allow you to hear the ring.
Hi.
There he is, comedian Jordan Dahl on the big show.
Here he is.
Well, it's good to have you on the show, man.
Yeah.
You in 2013, you won the New Faces of Comedy contest. That's really
that's
awesome.
True.
And
And
so from 2013 to 2015, did you win anything else? Or do we have an outdated bio?
Oh no, that's the one.
that's the
one win for me.
That's
you know what? I did mean to update that. You could just put in that I won it the last 2 years too. It's not true at all. But
you won the Aspen Comedy Festival, but you didn't have time to put that in the bio.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't plug it in exactly.
So you're a stand-up comedian. Yeah. We actually played a little bit of your comedy at the beginning of the show. Very funny stuff.
Oh, cool.
And you're a comic to watch. People are saying that you're an up and coming comedian that everybody should be going out to see. How does that feel?
Like,
we don't know too much about you.
I'm always flattered to hear that. I definitely recommend that people keep an eye on me. It's not for comedic reasons, just to make sure I don't get the drop on them.
Right.
But it's great, you know. I try to do my thing, and I'm glad that people enjoy it, you know. So whenever I hear that, I'm like, all right, well, better keep making people laugh, you know.
Well, where did you come from? What happened? What made you get into comedy? Was there a traumatic event in childhood, or?
Yeah. you know what? I don't really know. It's a good question. I always fancied myself kind of a funny kid. I sort of developed a sense of humor as a means to as kind of a self-defense reflex in high school, and I never intended to be a stand-up comedian, I can tell you that much. I thought I would be a writer, perhaps a comedic actor, both things that I still am and do and like to do. But stand-up comedy kind of I was in New Mexico. I was living there. I moved down there after a horrible breakup. She broke my heart, fellas. She broke my heart.
As they all do.
And I was like, I don't need her. I'm going to move to New Mexico and become a star, apparently.
That's where everyone thinks about to go to become a star. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the movie studios are.
Somaliland at the time.
Yeah.
But I went out there, and a buddy of mine was like, hey, stop being sad. Let's go do a stand-up comedy set. And I did, and we crushed. We were both really good. We were like, oh, my God, comedy's so easy. And then drove back to Denver, Colorado, and went to – it turns out that, like, New Mexico had just gotten laughter, like, the week before, and that's why we were so funny.
Ah.
Because, man, went back to Denver and got a real, real stark reality check and didn't do stand-up again for, like, a year.
And then, where did you perform? In Denver? Where did you go? And
what happened?
Yeah, like, what happened exactly?
First place was there used to be an open mic that would happen that was run by Dick Black, who's a Denver comic who's a really funny dude, and it was down at a place called the 404 on Broadway, and that was the first place that I ever did a stand up open mic in Denver, and I remember seeing dudes like Jordan Zuckerman and like Nate Balding. And being like, oh my God, oh, these people are actually funny. I'm not going to get away with the cute bullshit I was pulling when it was just, I was one of the only five.
Maybe it sounds like you might have psyched yourself out a little bit because you kind of went into it thinking, oh, I'm not going to succeed.
No, quite the opposite. I went into it thinking I was coming off of this New Mexico thing. I thought I was the best thing to hit comedy in decades, according to my reaction in New Mexico. And then I came to Denver. I was like, oh shit, these guys are actually funny. And so I didn't do comedy for like another year, and then I went to the Squire. You guys know about the Squire Lounge?
Yeah.
The Squire Lounge, they used to call it the meanest mic in America, and it had this reputation for being this really terrifying open mic to do, and the hosts would just, it's the dudes from the Grolics and a guy named Greg Baumhauer were hosting it at the time, and they had this reputation for just eviscerating you if you tanked a set. And I went up and I went dead last. And Greg Baumhauer said, you know what, judging by that dude's haircut and the stupid T-shirt he's wearing, I thought that was really going to suck, but that wasn't so bad. And I was like, yes, I made it.
Well, there you go. That's some pretty high praise from another comic, I must say.
Yeah, totally.
Well, we did a little digging on you, and it says here that in high school they picked on you and called you Jordan Dull. Is that correct?
No, you're the first person to call me that. And it's hurtful.
Oh. Well, you were picked on in school, though. You were picked on a lot.
Sure.
So what kind of picking on, what happened? What did they say?
You know what? Actually, I can't even say that I was especially picked on a lot. I was
That's what it says here, though.
Where exactly?
Right here. I just wrote it down.
Where's... Oh, no. Wait a minute, is this the guys from high school? Are you guys goofing me?
We're writing your autobiography right now. Yeah, we are the guys from high school, you're right. And this whole thing is a ruse to make fun of you again, Jordan Dull.
No! Yeah. I put the days of Jordan Dull behind me.
So you weren't picked on, though. You said that you liked comedy as a defense mechanism. So I just assumed that you were picked on.
Yeah, but I guess it was more a survival mechanism. You know, it's because of the goofery. I was kind of, everybody liked to have old Fatty J at the party. That was the one that they called me. You know,
okay.
I was a heavy kid.
So you're the heavy kid in high school. You're the heavy man now. But so was it difficult being the heavier kid in high school? Was that what you're saying?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I imagine it always is. But once you get funny. Then people tend to look at that first.
I see. So did that get you any chicks?
No, man.
No, still
not. Not to this day.
Even today, you're not getting chicks as a stand-up comic.
And I'm getting chicks, but it's not because I'm funny.
Oh, it's because you pay for them, right?
Yeah, exactly. No.
Okay.
It's because of my athletic prowess. My hunting ability. I imagine some sort of the pheromones are involved.
You don't wear deodorant.
Did you just say you hunt women? Yeah. I wasn't paying attention to any of this.
No, but I'm open to it if you guys
might as well.
You guys know place. Is this one of those packages? One of those islands where you hunt humans for sport?
I was thinking of this thing where, you know, how they have the hunting deals where you go out and it's like a fenced in area. With the deer, so you know, but with women,
yeah, there's like a feeder that turns on and everybody
exactly.
comes to
yeah.
the sound of the pellets.
Yes,
I like that.
Yeah,
that could be good.
Well, you're an evil
you
man,
can make millions,
Eddie.
Yeah,
you're a despicable human being.
I am.
Jordan and I were goofing. Yeah. What the fuck is your issue?
I like it.
That's sick.
Yeah.
So I can't sign up.
Yeah, you can have all these moral qualms with it, but at the end of the day, we're gonna make millions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. So in 2013, like I said, you won the New Faces of Comedy contest. When is the next New Faces of Comedy? And can you win that more than once? Is that the thing?
You cannot win it more than once. They do one every year in Denver. I think every kind of every city has like something similar, you know, like a kind of a contest for the local talent. So they've done one every year since. There's been a 2014 winner and a 2015 winner. The 2016 one is about to fire up here.
Well, what's your big goal with this comedy thing? Do you think that you can, are you gonna try to, you know, push it as far as you can and be like the
I think you nailed it right there, man. I think that's the idea, is push it as far as I can go and see how far it can take me. I'm actually moving to LA next month to take a swing at my chances out there and see how things go. Roll the dice, so to speak.
Why are you moving to LA? Are you saying that you can't make it big in Denver?
I'm sorry, I missed that last part.
Are you saying that you can't make it big in Denver?
No, definitely not. I'm saying that maybe I can't make it big. I think someone who's incredibly talented and has the resources can definitely make it big in Denver. You know, if you can travel and you know, if you got the goods. But I think for me personally, a lot of what I do these days, like as far as work goes, is like commercial acting and just acting in general, and that's something that I've always been interested in. Something I'm kind of trying to make a more feasible. And I think I have a shot at getting some work doing that out there. So I'm gonna go take a crack at it. And I'll probably be back.
He figured out he wasn't in LA in New Mexico. He was finally able to save up and buy an Atlas, and now better sets cardinal directions, and he's heading west.
There you go.
Right, exactly.
Godspeed to you.
Well, that's cool,
man. Thank you. Go west, young man.
Yeah, go west, young man. Go west. And well, we appreciate you coming on the show, man. Good to talk to you. Hopefully, we can you know, come out and see you perform if before you go to LA, of course. But good luck when you're out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, fellas. I'm sorry I missed your first call there. I'm kind of out in the sticks here. I'm at my grandma's house.
Oh, it's okay. Grandma ruined the show, though. So
I'll let her know.
Did you just say you're hunting? Did you just say you're hunting grandma on the sticks? Drifting in and out.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like fun.
Well, how can people find all your info? Where are you?
You can check me out on Twitter. I'm Razor Lou. Same thing for Instagram. There, I've got a website, jordanbell.party. You can listen to a huge backlog of my podcast, which is Werewolf Radar. Or you can, you know, friend me on Facebook. Let's be pals. I'm not to the point where I can't have friends on Facebook anymore. Once you get too many friends, they're like,
look
no
at
more
you.
Friends.
You're a hot shot. Well, you're gonna have to have us on your podcast sometime.
Yeah, well, we haven't done an episode in about 6 months, but we're thinking about it.
That's what they all say anytime I offer us to
expect me. Expect me when you least expect me.
Well, Ben, nice to talk to you. Nice to meet you, and best of luck with everything. We'll definitely keep in touch, all right? And we'll talk soon. Tell Grandma we said hi.
I will.
Good luck. Cool. Good luck with the move.
All right.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, see you, fellas. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
There he is, comedian Jordan Bell.
Oh, breaking out some New Mexican talk at the end there, huh? Adios.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Creed Bratton. You're listening to Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
Well, everybody's excited about the Super Bowl. We can talk about that a little bit in just a second. But first, let's get to this this Danny DeVito thing. Danny DeVito thinks that all of Americans are racist. This all kind of goes back to the whole thing happening with the Oscars. So do you guys know what's happening with the Oscars, where people are boycotting the Oscars?
Yeah, Jada Pinkett Smith, I think,
and
started
Will Smith.
It. Yeah.
Boycotting the Oscars because they say not enough black actors are nominated, so there's
actors of color.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Actors of color?
Minority actors.
Oh, just in general?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so they're saying that, and then...
So racist.
Anyway.
You're being very...
keep going.
Angry about this already, Chris. I can't say black actors.
Did I say you couldn't say black actors? Who's angry?
Well, you're the newsman, so I guess you're correcting me. I didn't know that it was all minorities. I thought they were just saying black actors.
No, yeah, it's minority actors.
You're the newsman.
In general.
Oh, really? I thought it was just black, too.
Nope.
We don't read E! Online or watch Entertainment Tonight as much as you do, I guess. But you're a newsman. You need to.
Well, actually, I heard all this on NPR, but that's okay.
Oh, sure you did.
I did.
Good.
But anyway, let's move on.
What did Ira Plato tell you about it while you were masturbating?
I believe it's Ira Plato.
Anyways, so Danny DeVito was asked about this, and
why would he be asked about it?
Here's what he said.
It's unfortunate that the entire country, and you know, is a racist country, and this is one example of the fact that even though some people, you know, given great performances in movies, they weren't even thought about. So,
first of all, he sounds a little inebriated, but
I feel like he's always
he's pretty much frank from It's Always Sunny, but he's saying that the whole country is racist. Do you guys agree with that? Is the entire country racist?
Well, I guess it depends on you gotta define your terms, I guess. Like
on Danny DeVito,
is that 100% every last and single human being, or is that like 97%?
We're talking about what Danny DeVito said here. Do you agree?
Well, what is Danny DeVito saying?
Like, what constitutes country, and you know, is a racist country? And
I hear the words, but define your terms.
It's unfortunate that the entire
I heard the
country,
terms. Those are the terms.
You know, is a racist country, and this is one example of the fact that even though some people, you know, given great performances in movies, they weren't even thought about. So it's like, you know, we're living in a country that discriminates and has certain racial tendencies, which racist tendencies, and so sometimes it's manifested in things like this and it's illuminated, but just generally speaking, we're a bunch of racists.
So generally speaking, he's saying we're a bunch of racists, just generally speaking.
Generally speaking, meaning...
Oh, just stop arguing cement.
No,
stop
meeting. Look, Jesus, you want Christ to talk about this? Let's fucking talk about it, all right?
We are, but you're arguing the semantics.
I'm not arguing the semantics. I'm trying to figure out the semantics. I don't even know what we're talking about.
How many times do we need to play the clip?
No more. I'm saying... There's more than one way to read what he's saying.
Okay.
And I don't know which way is the way meant.
Well, can you
infer?
So
how can we talk about...
Infer one way, then infer the other, and then you won't judge either way. You'll just say maybe he was thinking this, or maybe he was thinking that. Instead of arguing the semantics, have a discussion.
I'm not arguing the semantics. You're putting words in my mouth. But if you want me to define the possible... parameters of how this could be interpreted, I will.
Yes.
You could take it at face value when he's saying
that
we're all Klan members.
No.
Or you could add a little nuance and say that the history of the country is one that has been defined by racial tension and racial biases and prejudices.
Okay, now you're getting somewhere.
Well, that's all I was fucking asking you guys.
We don't know. We can't get inside his head.
No. Yeah, we need to get Danny DeVito on the air.
But
we need to get him on the show. I think this will resolve all of this.
You did break it down. Yeah, I know. Can we get him on?
Yeah,
you broke it down to do very, very good, different thoughts.
And I'll tell you, I think he meant the latter. And
what do you feel like
that?
What was it, the latter again?
The latter being the one where our history is defined by racial tensions and biases.
I mean, clearly it is.
Well, there you go.
Open a history book.
Yeah. I think he's probably getting in trouble with the rather blunt and broad phrasing of the statement. Which is unfortunate,
but
he makes a very valid point.
Is he getting in trouble?
I imagine Bill O'Reilly and the other fucks on the right aren't none too happy.
Yeah, people are saying, oh, Danny DeVito thinks that America is racist. Ooh. Yeah, but open up a fucking history book. We are a country that has a lot of racial tension in the past. We came over here and we killed the Native Americans, for crying out loud. Let's start there. Mm. Not even to mention slavery, for crying out loud.
For crying out loud.
For crying out loud. But I guess the whole thing goes back to the Oscars, and they say not enough minorities are being nominated for Oscars. What do you guys think of that?
Well, how many got nominated?
Zero.
Zero, I guess.
None.
No.
Out
well,
of all
no, no,
categories?
No. No, zero minorities were nominated in acting categories. I can't pronounce his name. Inaru something or other. He directed Birdman, and he won last year. He's up for another nomination this year for the Leonardo DiCaprio survival wilderness mountain man movie, whatever the hell it's called.
Hmm. Yeah.
For one, for starters.
So,
I don't know about the other categories,
so like,
but
the,
off
like
the top of my head.
Best actor and like all the big ones that...
Best actor, best supporting actor.
Who watches award shows anymore?
Actress, like, yeah.
Well, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith will not, because they're boycotting the Oscars.
You think they don't watch it now? They won't attend, but do you think they'll watch it?
They're going to, I don't know, maybe they'll DVR it.
Nobody watches the award shows unless you're like 40 and up.
I know. I'm boycotting the Oscars for many reasons, I guess.
Would you really say you're boycotting it, or you're just not going to watch it?
I boycott the Oscars
every year.
Well, how do I boycott the Oscars any further than not watching it as just a random person? What do I do?
You boycott it by saying, hey, I have a specific agenda here, and you announce it to the public.
Here's
and
you
my enlist
agenda.
Others not to watch it.
This is my specific agenda. I am not watching the Oscars. A, because there aren't enough minorities nominated. B, because it's fucking boring. Who gives a fuck about the Oscars?
Well, why are we talking about it?
Well, I'm just saying I'm not watching. Have you guys ever watched the Oscars? It's the most boring piece of shit award show, and you just have like all these Hollywood elites congratulating each other and jacking each other off. It's just not like who gives a fuck.
They do a lot. There's any of those award shows. They're all dumb.
Why do people get so excited over the fucking Oscars? I mean, really? Yeah. Do you have anything else happening in your life? Clearly you do not. If watching Brad Pitt in a tuxedo is so exciting. Ugh, he's walking down a red carpet. Wow.
Ooh, what are you wearing?
What are you, yeah.
That's Jeez. Finding, that yeah, that's pretty aggressive.
It is. I don't
it's
like
so dumb.
I don't
it
like,
is dumb.
It is stupid.
You know what your award is? The fucking millions of dollars you made on a movie.
Yeah, Will Smith, you're included on that. Let's talk about how a little bit of a hypocrite he is, because the whole thing is just so stupid.
So dumb.
It really is. They just make such a... You know, you watch TV, and they make such a big deal over the Oscars and make it seem like everybody in America is so excited over it, but do you guys even know anybody that really watches the Oscars?
No. Like I said... It's like the minimum age to watch the Oscars, I think, is 40. Could be even higher. I have no idea.
I think like older folks do enjoy it for some reason.
More women, yeah. I would imagine, because they, you know, they're interested into something like that. Like what people are wearing, dresses and what have you.
Only women are.
Well, I'd said most. I bet the majority is a woman-based fan.
You think? Oh, I wonder what the demographics are. I don't know.
I mean,
strictly speaking, I think more women do watch than men.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. It'd be interesting.
A lot
to
of
see.
Women buy like the People magazines and stuff. Men don't. Not as many. Some men still do, I guess.
It's a fair point. It's valid.
It's like People magazine
painting with
on,
a broad brush, like Danny DeVito. But
yeah,
it's
fine.
It's yeah.
You're dancing on quicksand here.
Am I?
Yeah,
nobody dances on quicksand
that,
except for you.
I feel like they gear it more for women anyway, so...
Why?
I don't know.
With the sequence?
With the...
All the tampon ads and whatnot.
The dresses, who you wearing, and yeah, all that stuff. Who cares?
You don't care about that?
Not
How
like
come
you
they're
do.
Always advertising...
I feel like Eddie's a little offended that I'm saying it's geared to women. I think secretly he watches this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. How come they're always advertising Diet Dr. Pepper during the Oscars and not Dr. Pepper 7 with the seven manly flavors? That's what I want to know.
I thought it was 10.
Whatever.
Women aren't allowed.
There are three more manly flavors now.
Women aren't allowed to drink Dr. Pepper 10.
Well, Jason, what are you wearing tonight for all the females out there?
A hoodie and shorts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Broncos cap.
And a Broncos hat.
Who made that hoodie?
Oakley.
Wow.
You fucking label bitch.
What are you wearing, Chris?
I'm wearing a Naked Lunch t-shirt.
Again.
Oh, you wore this last Monday. That's great.
Yeah.
Last Oscars.
This is his Monday wardrobe.
Last EJC, yeah. You wore this.
He sets up his closet by the days.
He's at a rotation.
And I'm wearing a pair of blue jeans by Levi.
Wow. Where'd you get those?
Colts? JCPenney?
Wow.
Those are my go-tos, I guess, for jeans.
You know, my entire wardrobe was provided by Kohl's.
Wow. Really? What are you wearing, Eddie? Who are you?
A Kohl's t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And some Levi jeans with some Hanes underwear.
You're a Kohl's blooded bastard.
I am. You can cut me right out of a Kohl's catalog. It's great to be here.
And paste you in a... Fuck. I'm fucking it up. God damn it, the furniture store.
American Furniture?
No, the fucking place.
This is Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com. Jason and Chris Show. EJC.
Well, Bradley Cooper might be coming to your next party.
He's desperate for work now, huh?
Yeah. We're going to talk about Bradley Cooper and the possibility of him coming to your next party here in just a second.
I didn't invite Bradley Cooper.
He shows
up at my party. I'm throwing him out.
Didn't know we were E.
But first, the Super Bowl coming up. This is going to be a big one. Broncos.
Panthers.
And we do the show from Denver, so everybody here in town is very excited. Everybody is. Jason's still wearing his Broncos cap. Are you gonna
wear that? I just wear my Broncos cap.
You gonna wear that for 2 weeks straight without taking it off?
No.
Are you gonna have any sort of superstition?
No. Besides the beard, no.
So, what do you think our chances are, or what do you think is gonna happen in this Super Bowl? I shouldn't say our chances. Some people out there could be rooting for the Patriots.
Well, we just beat the Patriots, so fuck them.
I mean, now the Panthers. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, in the game?
Yeah.
Like, just the score? Like, what do you mean, what do I think is going to happen?
What's your analysis? Like, don't you have an analysis?
I don't.
You listen to sports talk radio all day. Are they analyzing the fuck out of it?
Yeah, and I watch SportsCenter, too, because I'm a man.
So what do you think is happening?
I don't watch the fucking award shows, you pansy.
So what do you think is going to happen? Who's going to be wearing what at the big Super Bowl?
Are we doing the...
Who's going to be wearing what at the Super Bowl?
I don't know why this audio is on your desktop. So weird. Is this what
you're getting played out. Okay. So what do you think is going to happen
funny,
at the Super
Chris,
Bowl?
I imagine that's what Eddie listens to while he's getting ready.
I'm so
Eddie,
pretty.
You're going to be a star!
Headshot.
Who said Mondays suck? Anyways, what's going to happen? What's your analysis?
You know, I got to do a little bit more studying. And by studying, I mean listening to other people's opinions to formulate my own.
You don't have an opinion?
No, I do, but I need more information. I'm not too familiar with the Panthers.
Did they switch divisions? Because I remember...
No.
Didn't we beat them in a playoffs? Like 18 years ago, I feel like I remember.
I don't know. I don't think so. You know what's funny?
Well, what's your...
Our former coach, I find this funny, our former coach, John Fox, used to be...
Denver's former coach.
To be the head coach for the Panthers as well.
So he's going to have all the inside scoop.
Well, it has to suck for him because two of his former teams are both in the Super Bowl and he's out. He didn't even make the playoffs. Sucks to be that guy.
Well, okay, so you said you have an opinion. Are you, you're just not
I'm formulating an opinion.
Go ahead.
No, I'm for... I, it's not...
Can you formulate one now?
I will tell you next week, or the week after.
Nobody care. It's going to be over by then.
This is our last show before the Super Bowl.
It is, so you have to say what you think is going to happen during the Super Bowl.
I didn't
Bowl.
Come prepared for this. I don't have my notes with me.
Can you speculate?
Which part?
We're not going to hold you to any of this.
I think it'll be better than the last Super Bowl the Broncos were in.
God, I hope so.
Okay.
And it's all going to come down to Broncos need to score at least 20 points and keep the Panthers from scoring their average of over 30.
So was that win. So hard?
You're trying
was that so hard?
Yeah, no. Was that so hard?
So the Panthers average over 30 points a game.
So the
we got to keep the them Broncos, below because the Broncos can't do that.
Broncos got to bring their defensive game again like they had with the Patriots.
Number one defense.
What's the defense?
Orange Crush again.
Yeah.
Orange Crush is back.
What's the Patriots offense like?
Patriots are done for this season.
I mean, why don't you say Patriots? Panthers.
The Panthers are a run-heavy team with a great tight end.
Okay. What about the... But not about your boyfriend here. We're talking about the...
Oh!
Oh, God!
Oh, it's a comedy show.
Where's my rim job? I mean, rim shot.
I don't know. Rim shot?
Rim job? What...
Are you making basketball references?
Is that how you seduce women? Where's my rim job?
Where's my rim job?
Get over here and give me my rim job.
So is that your full analysis?
It's not my full. It's a tip of the iceberg.
Bitch, you must be a waitress at Olive Garden because you sure know how to toss my salad.
So the Panthers, you yeah. You want me to keep going on here? I can keep going.
I really
want to
know what your full analysis is. Don't hold back.
So then you can have your opinion?
Yeah, I'm going to steal this.
Right.
I use it all week.
Yeah.
I'll say, according to a guy I heard on EJC.
Yeah, go for
it. I'll use
it
to plug the show.
Yeah.
You check out this guy. He has good analysis.
Well, here's the thing. So the Panthers, they have a great running attack, right? So they average over 100 yards for the last, like, several games, like all season, they've averaged over 100 yards. So that's where the game's going to be won, is their run attack against our run defense. Our run defense, number three in the NFL.
Mm.
Number one against pass. It's going to be a battle of the best.
It's going to be so do we have the best two teams in the Super Bowl?
They were both the number one seed for their respected divisions.
Are we out to attack the Rebel Alliance?
Yeah. Same song.
Yeah, it's so dramatic, the NFL, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, their music is.
Yeah.
Does it get you pumped up when you hear the NFL?
I'll tell you what, on Super Bowl Sunday...
Does this pump you up?
This pumps... Do you see him pump? Chris perked up a little.
It's the Patriots.
The Patriots are done. Fuck.
This would be their
That's
theme
insulting.
Song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. It was fun to see Tom Brady cry, I gotta say.
Oh, he cried?
Well, he always cries.
What a fucking
you know who cried?
Bitch.
Tom Brady.
I fucking hate Tom Brady.
Philip Rivers also cries a lot. They are two big bitches.
Well,
goddamn cheating fucking shits.
We should get back to our celebrity gossip for the ladies out there.
This is Eddie's arena here. Take it away, Eddie.
Here's my
Give
analysis.
Us your analysis of the Golden Globes.
Yes.
Are the Emmys and the Golden Globes, are they the same? No, Emmys is music. Never mind.
No, Emmys is TV.
Oh, TV.
Golden Globes is TV and movies.
What's the third? Isn't there a third one?
So Grammys. What would you guys do?
Grammys.
Fourth,
oh, Emmys. Grammys.
Yeah. Grammys. What would you guys do if you looked like a celebrity? What's the first thing you would do? Like a really popular celebrity.
An attractive celebrity?
Yeah.
I would go take advantage
Demand
of
women. Demand rim jobs?
Yeah.
Hey, you, on the street, give me a rim job.
But for real.
I don't care what your name is.
You would do that for real? What would you do for real?
Why wouldn't I do that for real?
What the fuck could you do?
Would you, like, go to a bar?
I'm Louis Anderson.
It's Louis Anderson.
I mean, really, what would you do as a celebrity?
What would you do? So say you look like Bradley Cooper.
Oh, he's such a dreamboat.
I would kill myself.
Oh, Jesus.
No, wow. You wouldn't. So if you look like Bradley Cooper, you'd
don't
probably
tell
taking,
me what I would do.
You'd probably taking full advantage of it.
What's
I,
taking?
I would
what would you do? What would you get?
Well, this is what this guy did. He's been sneaking into a whole. This is according to Page Six.
What's that?
They're like the New York. I think it's the New York Post or something.
Times probably.
They say that Bradley Cooper has. There's a Bradley Cooper lookalike out there, and he's been sneaking into a whole bunch of parties because he looks like Bradley Cooper. And, yeah, I mean, I would be doing this, wouldn't you? If you're Bradley Cooper, you might as well take, it'd be funny for a little while. Might as well take advantage of it while you can, because you might not look like Bradley Cooper, you know, in the next 5 years. You think this guy goes as far as banging chicks?
Why wouldn't the guy who looks like Bradley Cooper now also look like Bradley Cooper in 5 years?
Because maybe the real Bradley Cooper, like, loses an arm in a terrible car accident or something. You never know. Maybe his eye falls out during...
touche.
Wait, continue. His eye falls out during what?
Plugging in an iron? I don't know. It could happen.
You think Bradley Cooper uses an iron?
You know, what do you think he does?
It's called dry cleaning, asshole.
So is that what you do if you're Bradley Cooper? You wouldn't do your own laundry? I guess I wouldn't either.
What the fuck is going on?
If you look like Bradley Cooper, what would you do?
What do you want? What do you want to hear from us?
I
said I'd bang chicks, and you like.
You never said you'd bang chicks.
Down.
Well, he did say
did.
That.
So you'd bang chicks if you're Bradley Cooper.
You would go
look alike.
If I looked like a celebrity, I would try to to get with women.
Would you go to like a random bar and just sit there and like?
I don't fucking know. Why would I? Why would I have a strategy for picking up chicks if I looked like a celebrity? I don't. Look like any specific
celebrity.
What would
you do?
I look like 8 different celebrities, apparently.
You know
what do you do is the question.
I would go volunteer at like a food bank or something.
Oh, no, you fucking wouldn't.
Public.
You would not.
Don't tell me what I would and would not
do.
You
would not be volunteering for
fuck
food
you.
Banks.
You can't say that. You
You'd
don't
be
know
doing
me.
The same thing Chris is doing. You'd be like hang out at a bar.
No. I'd be scooping out the old meatloaf.
Hello. I don't like the fact that Eddie was telling me what I would and wouldn't do.
Yeah, and
but,
he's doing the same thing
you,
to me.
You wouldn't do that.
Fuck you. You don't know that either.
Well,
you,
what the
fuck? Why are you siding on that guy's side?
Why is your looking like a celebrity suddenly going to make you this charitable person? You don't do that shit in this life. Why, when you look like Bradley Cooper, are you suddenly a better person? Bradley Cooper's not a better person.
It would brighten someone's day.
Oh, my God. Go brighten somebody's day now if it's so important.
I'm going to brighten those ladies' day. I'm not all about me.
Right.
I like to give as much as
no,
I can.
No, you're going
to
disappoint
what,
them.
But what would you do once they found out you weren't Bradley Cooper?
grab my money off the nightstand and run.
So you're going to charge them?
Actually, no, they're going to charge me because I'm going to, you know, what you call it?
Keep going.
Not.
You're getting there.
Get it?
Be successful at the bar.
What?
What's it called?
Go ahead.
Like, keep strike out. Strike out. I'm going to strike out at the bar.
Oh.
Oh.
What would you do, Eddie?
What's with all the fucking theme music tonight?
Huh? What would you do?
I'd do the same thing Chris did. Or would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd just go sit down at a bar and not even say anything. And probably say as little as possible. Because even if you look like a celebrity, you probably don't sound like them.
Unless you practice.
So you'd have to like knock a celebrity impression down as well. Which
right.
Might be a little difficult.
Well, if you're committed to it.
What if you look like Bradley Cooper, but you sound like Samuel L. Jackson? Then you have a problem. It's like, motherfucker!
Unless it's a dark room.
Yeah.
Then you could be two people.
I'm going to bring my friend Sam Jackson. We're going to double team you. Then you'd have an issue there. But I think everybody would do the same thing. I mean, you take advantage of it. You probably get free stuff all the time.
Like where?
Well, this guy that is around, he's crashing parties, is Bradley Cooper. He's getting free food, free drinks.
Yeah, but I'm reading the story here, and they quickly caught on that he was not Bradley Cooper getting in.
So now, like,
he got in, and then they found out it wasn't him, and they kicked his ass out.
What if they accidentally turned down the real Bradley Cooper now because they think that he's the imposter? Or do they, like...
Bradley Cooper probably would have been caught dead at that party. Bradley Cooper's above that.
Yes, it's not a charity event.
Right, right. Philanthropy.
Yeah. I would do philanthropy.
You know, this lookalike probably blew it when he told somebody that they were hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Probably.
Nice.
Well, Chris's news is coming up and more. A lot of stories coming up in Chris's news, including robots that will be able to read our minds.
Isn't that called an iPhone?
Oh, my God.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJC Show. EJC Show.
All right, it's the Jason Chris Show. Remember to find us on Twitter if you haven't done that yet. It's EJC Show on Twitter. We would appreciate that. And of course, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, it's pretty easy to do if you have iTunes. So you just open up your iTunes podcast app on your smartphone or whatever. However you find podcasts and you search for Eddie, Jason, Chris, we're everywhere.
Yeah, and make sure to leave us a nice review. Only if it's nice, though, please. Yeah.
Thank you for mentioning that. It's very important that we get more reviews. We need more reviews.
Let us know what you think so we can make the show better or keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, let us know. Well, let's wrap it up with some headlines. We'll do like a quick fire here with a bunch of headlines. Things that you need to know that are happening in the world. Chris is going to bring them to you, delivered in a very unique style. We call it Current Affair. Mixed with network news, sensationalism, and we roll it all up into one.
Giant lie.
Yes, let's get lied to. Chris's lies. We call that your news, Chris's lies. Anyways, what's the headline?
The FDA is warning consumers to avoid a male enhancement product sold online that contains a potentially hazardous drug ingredient. The FDA says Wonder Erect male gum contains vardenafil, but doesn't say so on the label. Vardenafil is the active ingredient in the prescription drug Levitra, which is FDA approved for treating erectile dysfunction. However, it can lead to dangerous side effects when combined with nitrates, which many men take to treat diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or heart disease. The combination of vardenafil and nitrates can cause blood pressure to plummet to dangerous levels.
Mmm. Wait, can you say the first line of that story again? Because there's like a subliminal message.
The FDA says Wonder Erect male gum contains vardenafil, but doesn't say so on the label.
Wait, let me find the copy. I thought I heard something. Here it is. FDA warning consumers to avoid sold on.
So you think the catchphrase for them is hard on at your own risk?
I don't know. I thought I heard something I didn't.
Something.
Hard on your own risk, maybe.
Hmm.
So the Wonder Erect male gum. So that's kind of weird to chew a gum for a boner. But I guess why not?
Some people thought it was weird to take a pill for a boner.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Huh. I don't know.
What did you think you heard?
I don't know. I thought I heard. Never mind. Never mind.
I really want to know.
I thought I heard two words here that sounded like erection. Like one. Okay, I see now what you're saying. It's the name of the gum. Wonder Erect male gum. Okay. That's the name of the gum.
No, Wonder Erect.
Wonder Erect.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The average size of a penis is 3.6 inches. Researchers measured more than 15,000 men's penises in an effort to find out what size is normal. They found the average flaccid penis is 3.6 inches long, or 5.2 inches when stretched, and 3.7 inches in circumference. In the future. Erect penises are 5.1 inches long on average and 4.5 inches in girth.
Ladies, watch out. Everybody watch out. Well, you know, this is...
What is going on?
I don't know.
What is... I'm fairly disturbed right now.
We're on the final level of Halo.
Okay, so... All right, that's fine. So, but this is a story that comes up, I think, like every, like, 5 weeks. Average
that's
penis
all for you.
Size is revealed.
Well, maybe you should stop looking for that story.
Oh, is that why? See,
yeah.
Keeps coming up? It's always in my Google.
I'm
going to
find one
links.
where they say the average is 4 inches erect, and then I'll feel better about myself.
Then I'll share that one with everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like this is happening. Like, it's always, you know, like, it was 6 inches, and it was 5, then it's 4, and I feel like...
When was it 4?
It's
4.
That study's coming out soon, Chris. Just hang on. But, like, I feel like these scientists always, you know, are looking for the results that make them feel better. These studies just come out nonstop. That's my only explanation to it. I don't know why else.
I'm doing pretty good. That's all I know.
Flaccid or erect?
Erect. I'm no John Holmes.
And to the
I'm
right.
No John Holmes.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a...
You don't have to explain. Probably a porn star. Your favorite, I assume.
The greatest of all time. He had the biggest penis.
I thought that was Ron Jeremy.
He was bigger than Ron Jeremy.
Mm.
Yeah.
How big was this guy?
I don't know. Look it up.
Did you ever like pause it on the screen and get a ruler out? I'm like, oh, that thing's like fucking...
No.
Okay.
No.
You look like you were mesmerized by his penis.
It was disturbing. I saw it on the big screen.
Wow.
Actually, Chris and I saw this together.
I forgot you were there.
It was a 3D
I
porn.
I forgot. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I forgot that I've seen a 3D porn in the movie theater. I completely forgot until just now. And it was with Chris.
Yeah.
Wow. What'd you guys do on a Friday night? No, we went and saw 3D porn.
It was funny.
Me and my buddy Eddie.
It was a big group of people.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't all, just
all
us.
Male? Female?
I think there was...
it was a mixed group. There were a couple... It was the Target crowd that Chris used to roll with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fun. It's an ironic sort of thing. It was like at a hipster movie theater. So it's like, all right, we're going to play this old porn from the 70s, and it's in 3D. So come on by and be a hipster.
So
and we did it.
So you saw 3D Bush on the big screen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, did it look like the hair was going to come smack you in the face?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I was like...
Poke you in the eye? Yeah.
Anyways, what else is in the news?
A filmmaker replaced his eyeball with a camera. Rob Spence was blind in one eye when he was 9 after he held a shotgun incorrectly against his eye. That's what that says.
Why
there.
Is that funny?
Is there a correct way to hold a shotgun against your eye?
Yeah, you don't pull the trigger, I guess. Or you just don't do it to begin with. I don't know.
Spence now calls himself the Eyeborg. That's a terrible name. And is featured in an episode of the new Showtime True Life series, Darknet, which examines the fringes of society where virtual and physical lives collide. In his case, his eye cam gives him the ability to conduct intimate interviews without the intrusion of bulky lenses or camera crews.
Hasta la vista, baby.
That's weird. That's so creepy. This guy's making... So he's doing interviews and he's like, ah, oh, don't worry about it. Okay, well, we're doing an interview for my documentary, but yeah, I don't have a camera here. It's in my eye, actually, so... But don't look right at the eye because I don't want you looking at the camera. That's so weird.
Is that how he talks?
How do you get audio... How do you download the video from his eyeball? You think it's like a memory card in there?
Bluetooth?
Or does he pull it out and plug it in his laptop?
It's Bluetooth.
That's a Bluetooth.
That'd actually be pretty awesome. That's an interesting question, actually.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's what I'm wondering.
Maybe he has a USB port, like, in the side of his head. Then he just plugs in.
Man, that would suck because, you know, in like
now,
5 years...
That shit
years,
is so crazy,
your
though.
Your head's obsolete.
Because cochlear implants have been around for a long time, and that's very similar, too. Like, we have already, and you don't think about it, you don't hear it in these terms, but we already have brain-computer interfaces. That's exactly what these things are. These are electronics that are plugging into people's brains.
Well, I think that may lead you to this other story about robots. Yeah.
How do you turn it on?
Earlier.
How do you turn it off?
Blink twice? So many questions. I want to bring him on.
I actually kind of want to see that Darknet show. That sounds kind of cool. We're living in a cyberpunk world, people.
Yeah, I mean, look at, you can have a camera eye, and you can chew gum to get a hard on.
Yeah,
that's our society.
I had an idea for that for a novel like 8 years ago, but now it's already like too late.
Chewing gum to have a hard on and you have a cybernetic eye at the same time?
No, like as a cyberpunk novel, but that's set in contemporary time.
Oh.
Like a contemporary science fiction.
That sounds cool.
It's already, the moment
somebody
has passed.
Somebody did it?
We're living it.
No, I think William Gibson is. He did like a novel, but he wrote a nonfiction about that thesis. And I had that idea before I read that he had that book, and it kind of shot me out of the water a little bit.
Wow!
But I'm not going to hold that against William Gibson. He's the godfather of the genre.
Well, that's interesting.
I've never heard of him.
Let's get to the story, though, about there's more robotics news out there. What else is happening?
An expert warns that robots may be able to read your thoughts by 2030.
Oh, wait, hang on. Sorry.
Thank you.
This button sucks. I need to fix this.
Yeah.
It's sticky. My keyboard.
The Duke professor says brain function could be used to unlock electronic devices, but the equipment used to read the mind could ultimately be worn all the time.
I'm a cybernetic organism.
And she says the device reading brain activity would share with a computer and apps which could be accessed by hackers who would then have your innermost secrets.
I'm a Terminator.
That's it?
That's
it. I thought there's more to the story.
Nope, that's the whole thing.
It could be hacked. You know, I hope that if we get to a point where we are making robots that can freely think and then also read our minds at the same time, that they're not easily hackable. Because if they're that smart, do you think they're going to be able to be hacked? I don't know.
What do you think is more likely to happen? The Terminator, like two movie scenarios, right? That seems like our society, you know, the world is going towards either Terminator, where the robots revolt, or I don't know if you guys seen Idiocracy. Have you seen that movie, Idiocracy?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Which one do you think is more likely to happen?
It's a mixture of both.
You should play that song. I like that song. Oh no, you got to go back to what you were playing a second ago.
The original Terminator song that nobody knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great song.
Yeah, but you're right, though. What are we going?
Which one?
Which one is it? Are we going to go to a society where,
everyone,
where we're idiots, where the artificial intelligence overtakes us? I think it's both.
The AI takes us because we're idiots.
You know, I think that the smart people who have bigger IQs, actually the people who have access to money and education will harness the AI technology and enslave all of us. So they'll still have humans who are enslaving humanity through the robots. That's what I think. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I think it's scary to think about something like that happening.
The CPU from the first Terminator.
Actually, I see more of a Matrix scenario.
Chill out, dickwad.
But no, I'm more utopian about it.
Or, you know,
like living in your favorite video game.
Yeah, or Total Recall could happen too. That movie could happen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Oculus.
You know, I just realized he does that twice in that movie.
He does.
pulling something out of his nose, and his face is puffing up.
Anything it samples by physical contact.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Anything can happen. We don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows. We can pretend like we know, but we don't really know. So
we could just look at Arnold's movie career and kind of that. Just look at everything he's done.
What about Blade Runner? Maybe
that could happen. I'm just saying, like, it could be like a benchmark or, you know, a guide for the future.
Oh, that's not our.
You know, I feel like Cyberpunk could have a new moment, but it's too. We're living too close to it, though. Mm. That's the problem. We're in it. We're in the middle of it.
I guess we'll have to wait and see, huh?
Do you know the average smartphone is like a million times more powerful and complicated than the robot that was on the Apollo 11 mission?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? It's fucking crazy.
I know. We're in wild times. I mean, we're delivering this show via the internet, which is a weird thing.
The what?
Didn't even exist not too long ago. That's crazy, too. But anyways, we'll be back with another episode next week. So make sure you're listening to the EJC Show then, and get all of our podcasts at EJCShow.com. What is happening with this bumper music? Oh, man. I need to relabel everything. It's a mess over here.
Get the label maker out. This guy's got labels for everything.
Label, yeah. There's no labels.
Ironically,
here.
He didn't label the label maker.
I should have.
Where the fuck is that label maker? I don't know where I put it. Son of a bitch.
All my drawers and bins say miscellaneous. God damn it, Eddie.
Well, we'll see you next time. Follow us on Twitter, EJC Show.
That was Eddie cussing Eddie out.